This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. As we head into the weekend, we bring you a story on the economy of the kitchen. A new report out predicts the global kitchen appliance market will grow to over $250 billion by the year 2020. The fight for counter space in the kitchen is heating up. Gigi Duban reports.
Let's start with coffee. Because in the world of small appliances, the coffee maker is king. Mary Rogers is marketing director for Cuisinart. Her company just launched a new coffee/espresso maker.
And it's all pre-programmed, so you could do cappuccino, latte, espresso, single or double.
This thing is elaborate. It has a milk tank, a frothing wand, a steam control dial. Retail price? $600. At the same time, simpler coffee makers like the French press are making a comeback thanks to coffee shops. But it's not just coffee makers. Small appliances now either do five things at once or one simple thing, like something your grandmother used.
Sort of a back-to-basics movement.
Deborah Mednick is a home industry analyst with the NPD Group. She says to a lot of home cooks, what's old is new again. Sorry, not old. Retro.
We're seeing products that are very traditional or that go way back that aren't necessarily have innovation.
Like the slow cooker or KitchenAid's stand mixer, which has barely changed since the 50s.
We are seeing evidence of products that have become popular that actually require some work.
Take meat grinders. Mednick says people today want control over their ingredients. They want to know where their food comes from. Beth Robinson, public relations manager for KitchenAid, says people want to be creative and have an easier time in the kitchen. Toast is easy, right? Not with artisanal bread. So KitchenAid this year launched a $500 toaster with longer slots to fit those oddly shaped slices. Robinson says people will pay, especially if it's pretty.
Or if they want some really great functionality, they will spend $500 for a toaster.
Now that the microwave isn't taking up any more counter space, there's room for that powerful new pulverizer, formerly known as the blender. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.